Facts, figures and statistics. Hair loss in men. Statistics about hair loss every man should know. About half of all men by the age of 50, and more than three quarters by the age of 70, will develop so-called male pattern baldness, or androgenic alopecia. While male pattern baldness most often affects older men, its onset can actually begin much earlier. The American Hair Loss Association estimates that about 25% of men who are affected by the condition begin to see the first signs of hair loss before age 21. Scientists have even discovered a baldness gene. In an effort to try and pinpoint a more definitive link between genetics and male pattern baldness, researchers from GlaxoSmithKline conducted an in-depth study of 1,125 men to test for hair loss susceptibility. The results showed that 1 in 7 men are more likely to lose their hair based on the presence of a specific gene. 40% of men have noticeable hair loss by age 35, 65% by age 60, and 80% by age 80. Men are more likely than women to look into hair restoration surgery, 20% versus 12%. The incidence of pattern baldness varies from population to population and is based on genetic background. Environmental factors do not seem to affect this type of baldness greatly. One large-scale study in Maryborough, Victoria, Australia showed the prevalence of mid-frontal baldness increases with age and affects 73.5% of men and 57% of women aged 80 and over. Most Australian men will become aware of hair loss as they grow older. Significant balding affects about 1 in 5 men, 20%, in their 20s, about 1 in 3 men, 30%, in their 30s and nearly half of men, 40%, in their 40s. 60% of hair loss sufferers would rather have more hair than money or friends. Hair loss can signal other health problems. As if losing your hair isn't bad enough, you may have to deal with the possibility that it's related to another, more serious health issue. Researchers have linked hair loss to prostate conditions in men, as well as coronary problems. In one study, for example, baldness was linked to a 70% higher risk of developing heart disease. More people are turning to surgery to correct hair loss. Most of them are men. Altogether, just over 86% of patients were male, although the number of women seeking surgical remedies jumped by 20% between 2004 and 2012. Reasons why men are losing large amount of hair. Excessive stress. Early signs of alopecia. Lack of essential vitamins. Everyday activities such as brushing hair, etc. Dealing with hair loss. Reduce stress. Eat properly, balanced diet and fruits. Daily exercise. Treatments for hair loss. Surgical and natural hair loss treatment. Surgical hair restoration worldwide revenue. Since 2006, the number of procedures worldwide has increased 76%, with the estimated global hair restoration market now valued at approximately $2.5 billion annually. Number of surgical hair transplant in Australia. In Australia, 3,820 hair restoration procedures were performed on 2012. Alternatives to hair transplant surgery. Non-surgical alternatives to hair transplant surgery include hair loss medications such as creams, natural hair spray, and other prescribed medications. Wigs, hair pieces or hair extensions. Accepting that hair loss is a natural part of aging, talking to a counselor or psychologist may help you overcome your concerns about your appearance and you may decide that you like yourself the way you are.